Today is August 5th, Chof Tes Menachemov, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Elul, Tov Shein Ein Gimel. We're holding in Simon Tov Tzadi Gimel, Dinim HaNoigim B'Meya Oimer. The halachas are the different hagim during Sfiras Oimer. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph. Noigim Shaloi Lisa Isha, the minig is not to have any marriages, any weddings. Between Pesach and Atzeres means Shavuos, Ad Lag B'Omer, up until Lag B'Omer. We'll explain what this means. B'bnei, why not? What's the reason why it's Aser to get married? It's forbidden to get married. We should not get married. Shabbos is Zman, because during this time period, Meisu Tamidi Rabbi Kiva. We know the 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva died during this time period between Pesach and Shavuos. And excuse me for giving an example of a sports stadium during a shiur. But in order to understand the situation, the case, if you take, someone should be on the shelf right here. If you take an average basketball or a hockey stadium, they hold between, I don't know what it is these days, 25,000 to 35,000 people. Basically what we're saying is, the whole entire stadium was destroyed between Pesach and Shavuos. 24,000 Talmidim. Sometimes we say numbers, we can't relate to it. So I just want to give this example table to help to relate to this. So therefore, since there were 24,000 Talmidim that died between Pesach and Shavuos, we have different minhagim of Avelus. Avala'aris l'kadosh shavar dami. Is a person allowed to get engaged? That's allowed. To get engaged is allowed. V'nusun nami misha kovetz v'konas ein oin shenoysai. What happens if a person went ahead? Should not have gotten married. He did get married. The Mechaber says, ein oin shenoysai. We don't punish him. Haga, I don't know what the punishment would be like. He has to make supper. I don't know. I'm not sure. Miu, milame gimel ba'imer ve'elach hakol shari. From the 33rd day and on, everything is permissible. Okay. Well, just a little introduction after we read the words of Sif Aleph. We will be seeing here different minhagim, different customs, from the Sfardim, from the Ashkenazim, and the truth is there is actually a long Bir Halacha on the next page, it's not so long, which just causes, there are three different opinions of how to appropriate yourself with the days of mourning. So in Siv Beis, which we'll get to momentarily, we'll see more of that, the 33 days that we'll get to in a minute. So first, let's see here the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Aleph. Noegin Shaloi Lisa Isha says the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag is not to get married during the days of Omer. V'ein chilek bein nesuin shel mitzvah kigoyin shein leibanim o yeshloi kichein pashet haminhag b'medinasein shaloi lechalek. There is no difference whether or not we're talking about a person who has been married already or a person who has never been married, and therefore, he doesn't have children yet to perform the mitzvah of having children. Across the board, one should not get married during Yemei Omer, during the days of Sfiras Omer. What about if a person was married and then divorced to remarry his wife, his former wife? Ulahachze grusha shari, to remarry his wife, that is permissible. She'ena kokach simcha, because it's not the same level of simcha as it is by a first marriage. Sifkotn beis mimnei shabai oisei zman, because during this time period, the 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Kiva died. Ratzolaymar. What does this mean? Ve'ein roi lahar bois besimcha. You have 24,000 Talmidim that died. You have 24,000 people that died. It's a tremendous avelus. These were Talmidei Chachamim, and they were punished on their great level that they were on, that they died during this time period. In fact, the Gemara tells us they died with the worst misa, the worst death possible. Askara. Askara is suffocation of the throat. Some explain, it's like drowning as well as askara. Therefore, we have this mourning period, and we're not laharbois besimcha, we don't have more simcha during this time period. Mikomokoim, in isdami loy eze inyan shetzarech levarech alav shechiyanu, yevarech. However, if something comes a person's way that he would have to make a shechiyanu, he would be permitted to make a shechiyanu. It's important to note that it wasn't just the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that died during this time period. There's the Ava Rachamim, which we say right before Musaf on Shabbos, which was, if I'm not mistaken, originally instituted because of the murders that took place during the Crusades as well. And during this time period between Pesach and Atzeres, there were a lot of Jewish blood that was spilled during this time period as well. And that's why in number 3 of the Derishu, in the bottom right column, in the second paragraph, he tells us that the Ava Rachamim will be said even when there is the Shabbos Shemavarchin, Chodesh, the Shabbos that they like we had this past Shabbos of blessing the new month. Because of the Ava Rachamim, which is referring to those that were the killed. We have here in Sifkot and Gimel, the Mechaber tells us that one is permitted to get engaged. Why? Why can you get engaged? Wait till afterwards. What's the rush? Says the Mishnah Brura, Shema, maybe Yagdemena Acher. Maybe someone else will come ahead and marry this lady. Listen, you're waiting till afterwards, but, I'll go ahead and get engaged to her and marry her. So there's the obvious question which you're thinking right now. Once again, I'm not a mind reader. Gemara in Sotei Daf Beis Amud Aleph tells us that 40 days before Arba'im Yom Kodem Yetzirus Havlad, before a person is conceived, Bas Kol Yoytzis V'Meretz, Bas Ploni L'Ploni, this person will be marrying this person. So there's a zivig, you see in Shemayim, that a person is destined to marry a certain person. So what do you mean someone will jump ahead and marry this other person? There's a Ran in Moed Katan, which answers this question. Very yusayzdik Ran. This Ran is a very important Ran for all life. Life derech achayim. Not the yeshiva. What does the Ran tell us? The Ran says like this. Through koyach atfila, through the power of davening, it's possible to change that zivig. So therefore, you have this concern of Shemi Akti Menacher. Because maybe someone's davening to get married to a certain, is getting married, wants to get married, and then things will be changed. So to get engaged, one is permitted to get engaged during Sviyas Oimer. See, we have two words of Mishnah Brura. You have a whole, two paragraphs to explain it. Okay. Continues in the Mishnah Brura Sifkot Gimel. Umotu laso is gamkein sudas eirus. One is also permitted to make a sudas eirus. V'achshov she'ein mikachin elu b'shas nesuin mikomokoim mutu laso sheduchin laso suda. So the truth is, what we do today, the truth is, we permit it to have this, the vort, the engagement party, nowadays, during this time period. What about dancing? No. You allowed to dance? Avalasis rekudin umcholos nagu iser. But to dance is forbidden. I got engaged, actually, during this time period. Not August, I'm saying. During Sirius Omer. And with no dancing. Now, what's the difference between Rikudim and Mecholos? So, the Shlomo Zalman Zatzal tells us over here in the bottom left, number 8, he tells us like this. A Rikud, I'm not going to demonstrate now, dancing of Rikud is one or two people. Mecholos is when you have a maigel, a circle, everybody getting together, that dancing in a circle, that's Mecholos. So, Rikudim, Mecholos, we do not do during Sfira Sa'imer, because once again of Yemei Avelis. but one is permitted to have his engagement party, the vart itself. Furthermore, he says, Akoshekein, Vishar Rikudim, please, Mechailis, in the middle of the sentence here, Shall Rishus, Vivada Yeshli Zar. Even more so, if by a simcha for a wedding, or for a marriage, it is forbidden, even more so for Dvar Rishus, one should definitely, Dvar Rishus means it's no specific mitzvah, just a stam, get up and start dancing, it's definitely not appropriate during the time period of between Pesach and Atzeres. Now, what happens if a person gets married? Ain't no chino yisai, we don't punish him. Sifkat and Dalit. Hainu dafka bin nesuin, shoso al kopanim mitzvah. What does that mean? If he got married, at the end of the day, he did a mitzvah. Getting married is a mitzvah. So we don't punish him. Avu nistafi bimei oimer, but if a person does get a haircut, does shave during Sfiras Oimer, nistafi bimei oimer, hainoigin lekonsul anishai. The minig was to give him a fine, a kanas, lanishai, and to punish him. I don't know what the kanas or the fine would be, the punishment would be. I don't think you get something on your windshield, you know, a little envelope over there. I don't know what it is. Okay. Hakol shori. Now, the Ramah concludes Sif Aleph. From the 33rd day and on of the Omer, Hakol Shari, everything is permissible. Hakol Shari, Hainu lo oisin hanoigin l'saper, milamegimu ba'omer ve'eloch. According to those who have the minik to count 33 days and on, this Sifkot and Hay will be clarified in Sif Beis. He's talking here in Sifkot and Hay like we already know Sif Beis. So we're going to read the words in Sifkot and Hay, and we'll clarify, as he says, in Sif Beis.
One second. Doesn't the
Sifkot and
Hay mean to have haircuts?
Have a haino oisun, oisun, hanoigin, the Sifkot.
Those who have the meaning of getting haircuts from Lagim Ba'omer on, but...
Right, right. Well, they don't, shanoigin, isip, and
despoirs. Who, I think, who get haircuts until Rosh Chodesh Iyar.
Well, let's see. He says that's what it means. Yeah. Don shenoygin iser tispiris. But according to us, who have the iser of tispiris of getting the haircut, ukulakame sif gimel as we'll see in sif gimel. Right. So once again, you see in sif cotton hay, he's talking about information that we will have to see to clarify what he's talking about. Also, gamkin liso, it's also forbidden to get married. And the sumat tispiris din echod lehem, because he's telling us like this. The halachas of getting the haircuts and the halachas of getting married are the same halachas. But derech klal, normally speaking, what he's saying here is that when you're permitted to get married, you're permitted to get the haircut. When you're forbidden to get the haircut, you're also forbidden to get married. That's what he's telling us, and we'll see this in further elaboration in the next two sifim. Even according to those who have the minug of iser, even until Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Mikomokai Mimchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, came Shiesh Kaim Tesef Simcha, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Yesh Lahatil Istapi Be'er Shabbos, when they cover Shabbos. Now, we have situations that happen when Rosh Chodesh Iyar will fall out on Shabbos. If that will be the case, then Erev Shabbos, this is like everybody was always, in the shiva, there was always talking about it, in the shuls, always talking about, oh, so can I get a haircut now? Can I get a haircut? So the answer is, yeah, you get the haircut Erev Shabbos. Even for those who keep the first set, which we'll see in Sebeis, of 33 days, that they don't get a haircut the first half, because that's the first half of a velus, but they're permitted to get this haircut because of the Teisev Simcha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which will be on Shabbos.
Did so, it this year?
I don't know. Maybe. Could be. So therefore, you're permitted to get that haircut in Erev Shabbos. The Gamlisa Isha. Now, we said earlier, the halachas of getting married and haircuts are very similar, right? Basically the same. So, the Gamlisa Isha, by B'yayim, to get married on that Friday is also permissible. Look good, right? You look good, right? Okay. Kevon she'ikar suda yeh b'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So he says, since the main actual meal itself, the suda, will be on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And the truth is, years ago, this was not so uncommon for them to get married on the Erev Shabbos and have their suda, the meal, on Friday night. This was Shabbos Suda, and this was also L'chasana. One and the same. Okay, so we have over here, just to review, Sif Aleph. We began here in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel, Sif Aleph, with the halachas that we do not get married between Pesach and Shavuos because of the 24,000 Talmidim that died during this time period. It's not appropriate. It's in Mea Velus. This is a mistake people make. We didn't learn it here. I'll mention. It's a common mistake, so I think it's appropriate to mention. Yimei Ha'oimer, counting, Hayoim Yoim, today is the 33rd day, today is the second day. That is nothing to do with intrinsically Avelus. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, it's brought down with the Raisa de Rabbanon. It's a different discussion, which we learned earlier. There's a mistake, people mix the two together. Because the 24,000 Talmidim died during this time period, people associate that intrinsically the mitzvah of counting the Omer is a sad thing. That's what people do sometimes. So we have to make a little separation and realize there's one, the mitzvah of counting the Omer. Tonight's night, what is tonight's night? Yesterday was, and so on and so forth. We discussed those halachas previously. Now we're discussing a different halacha, a different point here, that there are Yemei Avelus, because of the mourning that took place, of the tragedy that took place, we mourn for that situation. Now, it's important to point out as well, it's not our topic to get into so much, but it's not just a commemorative type of situation which we mourn the tragedy that happened, but it's also a situation where we are reliving. Every time there's a yontif, and every time there is a tragedy, there are Nitzaitis HaKadusha that are these, as Ramchal discussed in Derech Hashem, someone walks in now and get confused what shir this is. So there are these sparks of Kedusha flying around out there. Now, I don't know really what that means, but basically we have to relate to them during this time period, whatever time period it is. So during the time period of Pesach and Shavuos, this is a time period when the person has to be working specifically, even more so, on Bein Adam L'Chaver, between man and man. And also it leads up to the time period which we just, to some degree, concluded with, of Tisha B'Av as well, 3 weeks. Let's go now to Sif Beis. Noigin Shiloi Li Staper Ad Lama Gimel Ba'imer. The minig is, says the Mechaber, not to get haircuts, Shiloi Li Staper Ad Lag Ba'imer, until the 33rd day of the Omer. Sh'oimim Sh'oz Paskim Milomus. Now, why on the 33rd day is it permissible? The reason why it's permissible is because they stopped dying. It's brought down that they stopped dying. Now we will see that there are different opinions. When did they stop dying? When did they slow down? The numbers decreased. So that's the first point here. We don't get haircuts until the 33rd of the Omer, and then on the Lag B'Omer, then, since they stopped dying, we can get haircuts. When is a person permitted to get his haircut? Cannot get the haircut until the 34th day of the Omer, the next day. Not the 33rd, but needs the 34th. Now, once again, this is the opinion of the Mechaber. We'll see. I know everybody's thinking, oh, that's not, they have different opinions. Okay. Ela imkein chol yoim lamed gimel be'erev Shabbos. If lamed gimel falls out on erev Shabbos, and we just said you're allowed to get the haircut on lamed dalid on the 34th day, so you can't get a haircut on that year on the 34th because of Shabbos. So for covered Shabbos, you would be permitted to get the haircut on Lama Gimel and Erev Shabbos. Shoz mistafim b'ayim b'nei covered Shabbos. Then you'd be permitted to get the haircut because of covered Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Brura first before we see the Ramah in Sif Kodin Vav. The noyegin shaloid listafim ad lag b'aymer. The minig is not to get a haircut until the 33rd day of the aymer. Ad v'ad b'chlal. What that means, ad v'chla, means the 33rd day, and the whole entire 33rd day. You don't get a haircut. Behind the ad lama gimel yom shalemim. Why? Because we need 33 complete days. 33 complete days of mourning. Kol echad leilo v'yoymoy. What does a day mean? A day means leiloy, the night, v'yoymoy, and its day as well. That's what a Jewish day is, a complete day. What about the 34th day? We said the 34th day you're permitted to. We only we're only machmir the night of the 34th. Why? Because there's a halacha which we should not have to, we should be able to fulfill it by learning about it, not in practice. That is about the avelus. Ava mishiyer hayoyim lach menetzach hamamuter the mixes hayim kakulay. The halacha of mixes hayim kakulay, which means a little part of the day is viewed legabi avelus in regards to the morning, M-O-U-R, morning, as the whole entire day. So once we begin the 34th day of the Omer, then it's as if we cover the whole day. Yes? I'm only familiar with Avelis. That's as far as I know. Yeah, yeah. So, therefore, that's why we just explained the 33 complete days, and then on the 34th, you can wake up in the morning and come to Shachris. I don't know the Shachris, but right afterwards to get your haircut. Okay. Sifkon Zayin. What's the reason why on the 33rd day already you could get the haircut afterwards? Sho'aymrim sho'as pasku. Because we say at that point they died. They stopped dying, rather. The Mishmaru says, wait a minute, they also died on the 34th day. So what are we rejoicing about? He says the simcha is the mishum zeh echmiru gam kol lel lamedal adanetz. Since they still died on the 34th day, that's why at the night time, we still don't get haircuts. However, after the ikar avsaka hayabiyam lamegimel, it could be they stopped dying on lamegimel on the 33rd. Uviyam lamedal meisurak maat, and on the 34th day, only a few of them died. So it seems like if you take out a, unless you're very good at math, you take out a cucumber, calculator. Okay, take out a calculator, and you do the math, and you divide 24,000 by 33 days, it's hundreds and hundreds, it's around 700 some people that died a day. And it seems like there's an equal amount of people dying. That's what it sounds like from words he's saying here. When you get to the 34th day, can you imagine the Leviyas day in, day out? Seems like on the 34th day, the amount of people that died in the previous 33 days decreased and dropped tremendously. That's why you're ready. That's room for not the same type of avelus, because you see something's going on, and the next year that's what they installed. Sifkon Ches. Let's first see the Ramah. Now, the Ramah will say some words which I don't think we have seen together in our past year learning Mishnah Berurah, and I don't think I remember seeing these words ever. Uvmedinas Eilu, Ein Noegin Kedvarov. Now, I'm not saying these words are not other places, I just don't remember. Normally, when the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber, he says, V'yeshayimrim, some say this and some say that. Here, the Ramah says very clearly, "Ein noyegin kindvarov." We don't accustom ourselves like the Mechaber, right? Exactly, just like that. Ella, what do we do? Mistaprin biyoyim lamegimul. We get haircuts on biyoyim lamegimul on the 33rd day itself. Umarim boy ktsa simcha, and we have a little more simcha. Ve'ein oimrim boy tachanun, and we don't say tachanun. Period. Let's see the Mishmaru Sifkon Ches b'yom lamegimel the sviru lei the b'yom lamegimel pasku legamri milamus. Because according to this opinion, on the 33rd day pasku legamri, they stopped dying totally, not slowing down, but they stopped dying. Ve'inam in tachanun, and we don't say tachanun. Gam be'erev shalame beis. As well as, just like today, b'mincha. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh. So Erev Rosh Chodesh, we also will not say tachanun, at mincha. Sometimes, you know, one has to know, well, what's the severity of the day, that we don't want to say tachanun the day before as well. So here, it's brought down, Not to say Tachlin from the Mishnah Berurah, also from the Ramah the day before as well. Let's just see a little further. We won't be able to finish the whole Ramah. Ve'ein listaper ad lama gimel ba'atzmai. Ve'leimi be'erif. Here also, we should not get the haircut at the night of the 33rd, but rather wait till the day of the 33rd. Same reason as we said earlier. The Haino says in the Mishnah Berurah, la'acha shetonitz achama, after the day begins, after the sun comes up, like we said earlier, that part of the day is like the whole entire day. So wait till the actual morning itself, the morning of the 33rd day. M-O-R-N. Okay, then we have here further, v'loimi be'erev. V'yesh me'achrim sh'mekin l'stapim be'erev. There are those achreinim that are lenient. They get a haircut at night. Of the 33rd. There are those achreinim that are lenient. So if you see your friend come in with a big smile on his face, don't pat him on the back and tell him he did the wrong thing. There are those achreinim who are lenient. However, the Eliyahu says in regards to weddings, because we've said until now, the weddings and haircuts are all the same. The Eliyahu says, in regards to marriage, to getting married, I didn't see anybody to be lenient, says the Eliyahu, at the night of Lama Gimel, only by the day. However, kishachal Lama Gimel ba'aymer be'er Shabbos, however, it says the Yerabba that in a situation when you have the night of the 33rd is a Thursday night, and then it's going to be a Shas at Chak, whatever the time of necessity will be, is for the Rav to decide. And then one can be lenient and get married on the 33rd, the night of the 33rd of Lag BaOmer. That's actually, we have time to finish here today. And furthermore, he says, we'll stop here. I don't want to rush through it too much. Rabbi Weiss will be right.